listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So, RJ, we were talking about Russell Westbrook's record, 10 straight triple-doubles that he set last night in their win over the Trailblazers. We've established it's very difficult to do. We've established that Oklahoma City usually wins those games. We've also established that it seems logical that it could be a distraction. What else have you found in doing your research and looking into Westbrook's record?
I got to tell you, as a gambler, and we talk about this all the time, you've got to know the game you're playing. And oftentimes with betting, for example, you can bet on WrestleMania. And all the time, with all the hits I'll do on various radio stations, it's like, what are you talking about, WrestleMania? And it's like, well, think about it. What are you betting? You're not betting on athleticism, Greco-Roman. You know, can you really break Ric Flair's figure four? Look at his calves. Uh-oh, Lex Luger's legs hurt. No, that's not how you would handicap that. You handicap it by the storyline and the writers. One of the most famous prop bets of all time was in 1980. Who shot JR? What were you betting there? What were you handicapping? The writers. So you always got to define it. And to me, you got to wonder if the assumption that old school media has, 40-somethings on the radio like me, is winning is what it's all about. It's the ultimate goal. You got to wonder, is that true with the current generation? What is the current generation driven by? Getting on SportsCenter with dunks or whatever? It's fame, it's number of followers on Twitter, it's Instagram. And think about just the idea of social media. In business, they call it gamification, which is you take something that's not naturally a game and you gamify it. If you work somewhere where there's a sales board and they've got the top five people and you're listed and every day they update it, well, you walk in and you get, if you're number one on that list, you get a little dopamine hit, right? That is very simple gamification of something that's not really a game.
Coffee's for closers only.
And you, in third place is steak knives. So the fact of the matter is that in this culture, it's numbers that lead to numbers. The number of points, triple doubles, touchdowns leads to Instagram follow numbers of followers, etc. Think about that. It's numbers that lead to numbers.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Kyler Murray, who made the announcement yesterday that he was going to pursue his NFL dreams, he had a contract with the Oakland A's to play baseball, and then things change. You know, you win the Heisman Trophy, and then you start to think, maybe I've got an opportunity at the NFL level. So the big question is, where does Kyler Murray, an undersized player, very talented, fit when it comes to the NFL landscape?
Brad, I think one of your strong suits, all the college knowledge, is that these players that you literally have been watching many of them since high school because you're a recruiting guy also, it helps your NFL stuff. And when we did our podcast this year, for the first time you joined us for the NFL pod, you're the anchor on the college pod. And I'll be honest, you know, we bet pretty big money on the pods. We felt like that, you know, it was a sucker time. You know, there's a famous story, you know, Phil Hellmuth is a really highly regarded tournament poker player, but he was never really highly regarded as a cash player. And there was a famous scene on High Stakes Poker, which was a great old poker show, in which Phil Hellmuth goes, you know, I'm so sick of you guys acting like, he goes, I might go to the Bellagio and put my name, you know, and just sit in the big game and show you guys some things. And one of the players goes, man, I'd like to see the list on that game. Like the people waiting to get to play Phil. Well, we were waiting for you, Brad. You actually did pretty well. So let's give you a crack at this without Fez here. How do you, from a Vegas perspective, look at Murray's potential in the NFL?
I would not draft Kyler Murray in the first round, but my expectation is not only will Kyler Murray be drafted in the first round, I think he'll go relatively high, and at least the early books have that. Kyler Murray's draft position right now at Bet Online, over under 9.5. So under means he would be drafted before 1 through.
So right now we're saying there's a 50% chance that he's 9 or better.
Yep.
50% chance he's 10 or worse.
Yeah. And
wow.
Under 9.5, meaning he would be pick 1 through 9 is minus 200. So the expectation, Kyler Murray is going to be a top 10 pick. I think if you'd asked me this question 10 years ago, I'd say no chance. Forget first round. Forget the third round. He's not even a top, you know, 3-4.
A project.
Major project. I think in today's NFL, he can be a successful quarterback. I have two concerns. And size isn't number one for me. It's actually experience. You look at the 10 best quarterbacks.
Yeah, but if experience is the problem, then he's going to be good his third year.
Yeah, but the successful quarterbacks in the NFL, the top 10 this century, all had at least 2 years of starting experience at college.
And it does bring up an interesting point. Maybe my comment about, oh, he'll be good by his third year is wrong because there's so few reps now with the new, or not new anymore, but the current union agreement. It's really hard to develop quarterbacks. Thus, maybe that's the story, is you got to develop him in college because there's not time as a team to do it at the NFL level.
Yep, and the second...
That's interesting. When has there been a developed quarterback? Meaning a guy who didn't play extensively until, let's say, even his third year.
Rodgers, probably.
Boy, and that's been 15 years ago. I mean, because even guys like Dak or Russell Wilson or Kaepernick initially who outperformed their draft position, they did it fairly early. But that idea of this guy sitting out, now you could say Mahomes did for 1 year, but this idea of a guy sitting and getting learning and finally be ready, it just seems to happen so much less since the new union agreement.
Garoppolo would be, I guess, another case, but that's, you know, he still got some playing time when Brady got
suspended.
No, that's
a great point. That is a great point, Jonas. So let's say we should always just say other than Belichick, because again, he's going to be the one that figures out how to do it.
Yeah.
Right? But boy, and again, to some degree, we got to see Garoppolo do it for a while. But obviously he's, you know, again, if Fezzik was here, there might be a fight with any negativity about Jimmy G. But I think you're absolutely right. But size doesn't concern you.
Oh, Brad, it's the second concern. And look, everyone's going to
say. Because he was at Radio Row. I stood beside him and it dawned on me, if I took 2 seconds off my 40, that who knows, I could have played. No, but he is small.
Historically small. So Russell Wilson is that small quarterback that's had success as of late. Kyler Murray's 2 inches shorter than Russell Wilson, and right now 20 to 25 pounds lighter than Russell Wilson.
RJ Bell straight out of Vegas talking about small quarterbacks.
Don't get in the hands. See Fezzik was here.
And slow and slow 40 times. Now, last question. Dan Patrick, part of the Fox Radio family, Murray was on, and wow. Now, if it was the first interview he ever had done, you could say he's scared. Like, what did you guys think of that? I mean, it just seemed like, you know, I know Colin loves to talk about leadership and all that, but that seemed deer in the headlights, which doesn't make a ton of sense if you've done 100 interviews in your life. Would that, Jonas, would that cause you to downgrade him on your draft board?
I think so. And not only because, you know, maybe he's uncomfortable doing interviews, and that's fine. People get nervous when they're behind a microphone and
except he's done hundreds of interviews.
Right, but he kept looking over to his dad. And that would be concerning, especially when you see what's happened with LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball. I just wonder if NFL teams may look at his dad and sort of how this is being handled and think, all right, we don't want to deal with that issue. We don't want the problem.
Well, this is a story that we'll keep you abreast of, but it is fascinating. Repeat the lead. 50% chance he'll be a top, Kyler Murray will be a top 9 pick.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's funny you mention Antonio Brown, who made it official, according to sources talking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, that he has requested a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, RJ, this is your guy. This is your team. Where do we go now with the four-time first-team NFL All-Pro Antonio Brown?
I got to tell you, I feel like the old man on the porch. We should have some old man on the porch music. Yeah. What would that be? Maybe some like yacht rock. You know, let's see if our let's see how the Fox team can do. Get some yacht rock going, perhaps, if we can in the background.
Johnny Ramos will just put his iPod in. You're good to go.
There we go. So it feels like to me, it's like, well, wait a minute. These are the Steelers. I just was at the interviewing Hines Ward. Hines Ward told us on Straight Out of Vegas that he had multiple offers to play after the Steelers said, we're done with you. And he said, no, I can't put on another uniform. I mean, maybe this is a sign of my masculinity, but my heart fluttered. It was a little flutter. And, you know, I get it. I get the idea that these players are one in a million and they're supposed to benefit. But Lordy B, if you make $220 million or $190 million and that 30 is being driven by some loyalty to it. Now, I get it. It's got to go both ways. Teams that aren't loyal, I get it. But boy, oh boy, it just makes me feel like that how can I care about these teams when the players don't seem to really care? And then you add into, you know, guys are sitting for months at a time because, hey, Brad, it goes all the way to college with I'm not playing in this bowl game. And I get it, but how expensive is insurance? Get the insurance. Maybe the leagues need to create a fund where they pay for the insurance. And I think there's something like, or at least they help with, but boy, oh boy, if it gets to the point that the players don't care, how long are the fans going to keep caring? And Brown, to me, what was he, a fifth or sixth round pick?
Well, sixth round
to become one of the best wide receivers is an amazing, and by everyone's account, one of the hardest workers, if not the hardest worker in the building. Now listen, he's driving his car fast. That's a problem. Domestic abuse, obviously. I don't know all the details, but any of that, huge problem. But if you got this super hard worker that it feels like he wants to be loyal, or at least the kind of person that would be loyal, if even he's not loyal, then where are we going? Who is going to be loyal? Speaking of that, Brad, we've got the odds, RJ Bell straight out of Vegas talking to Brad Powers, of where Brown ends up.
Yeah, these are from Bovada. And believe it or not, where will Antonio Brown be week one in the NFL season? Steelers are still the favorite, plus 150, followed by the 49ers, plus 285. Cowboys and Packers, 9-1, step below.
Oh, I hope he doesn't go to the Cowboys. Oh, I wouldn't like that at all. You know, listen, sometimes you can say, what would Belichick do? I often say, what would Ric Flair do?
I'm already a multimillionaire.
I mean, at some point, something has to be more important than money. But we'll close with this. And again, pregame.com research. Larry Bird and Magic, 1985. You want to talk about a pinnacle? Right, that's the glory days by almost anyone's account that was alive at the time. Now, inflation is inflation. So we're going to adjust their salaries in 1985 for inflation. Magic salary in today's dollars in 1985, $5.8 million. Bird, $4.2 million. Adjusted for inflation already. It was less back then. In today's dollars, Magic, $5.8, Bird, $4.2. Right now, Westbrook and Curry are the two top players in the NBA salary-wise. Curry, $37 million. All right, so let's compare that. 5.8 for Magic, $37 million for Curry. Now listen, there's a huge difference. And oh, by the way, the number two highest paid player, Westbrook, $35 million against Bird's 4.2. Oh, by the way, Curry with three titles. Oh, look, winning matters. Westbrook, zero titles. So the question we'll leave you with for this segment, are we as fans saying, oh, winning is what matters? Well, for me, covering matters, but then winning, but saying that really matters. Are we thinking about a game, rules of a game that just don't exist anymore? Because if it's about numbers, stats leading to Instagram followers, leading to cash, then maybe the game that Westbrook is playing is the right game for him.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.